Hello, this is Michelle Lind. Welcome to the AAR Legal Affairs podcast on lease purchase and lease option agreements. This podcast will last approximately 5 minutes. In the current market, more and more clients are considering lease purchase or lease option agreements. A buyer may be interested in a lease purchase or lease option because of the inability to obtain financing. A seller may consider a lease purchase or lease option because of the inability to sell the property. AAR does not produce a standard lease purchase or lease option form. So, before representing a client in such a transaction, make sure you have the knowledge to assist them properly. First, let's talk about lease purchase agreements. A lease purchase agreement is an agreement in which the buyer and seller enter into both a lease agreement and a purchase contract at the same time. The buyer will lease the property, for example, for 1 year, and at the end of the lease term, the buyer is obligated to purchase the property by closing escrow. In a lease purchase agreement, the parties should enter into both a lease agreement for the specified period of time and a purchase contract. And the lease agreement should reference the purchase contract, and the purchase contract should reference the lease agreement. Additionally, the lease agreement and purchase contract should provide that the breach of one constitutes a breach of the other. For example, the tenant buyer's failure to make the rental payments as required should also constitute a breach of the purchase contract. In such a case, if the tenant buyer fails to pay the rental payments, the seller landlord may evict the tenant and terminate the purchase contract. Now let's talk about lease option agreements. In a lease option agreement, the buyer and seller enter into a lease agreement containing a clause that gives the tenant buyer the right, but not the obligation, to purchase the property under specified conditions. Like the lease purchase agreement, the lease option should be drafted to provide that a default in the lease agreement results in a termination of the tenant buyer's option to purchase the property. The lease option agreement should set forth, one, the period during which the option can be exercised, for example, 90 days prior to expiration of the lease, two, the manner in which it can be exercised, for example, by written notice, three, to whom the notice must be given, which would normally be the seller, four, how soon after the option is exercised that the closing must occur, and five, the manner of determining the purchase price, in other words, by appraisal or a fixed price. The option to purchase can be at a fixed price based on a fair market value established by an appraisal at the time the option is exercised, or the option may be drafted as a first right of refusal, in which the tenant buyer has an option to purchase the property on the same terms as an offer from a bona fide third party. There are risks and benefits associated with each method, which you'll want to discuss with your clients. However, since you can't predict future events or future economic conditions, consider limiting the option in time and basing the price on the fair market value of the property at the time the option is exercised. Finally, the lease option should also provide that the option terminates with the expiration of the lease and can only be exercised if the buyer tenant is not in default. In conclusion, a lease purchase or lease option agreement can be complex, and if the parties are entering into such an agreement because of the potential buyer's inability to obtain financing, the chance for a default or breach of the agreement is increased. Therefore, if you have questions about representing a client in such an agreement, make sure to consult with your broker or manager. Thank you again for listening to the AAR Legal Affairs Podcast. This is Michelle Lind.